Hi there. Thanks for joining Open Line. My name is Tammy Heidi, and joining me is Joanna Morales. She's with the Triage Cancer and Healthcare Reform in You Coalition. We're talking about the upcoming community series, Healthcare Reform in You. So thank you for joining us, Joanna.
Thank you, Tammy, for inviting me to speak today on behalf of the collaborative.
So there's 16 free events coming up.
Well, they start this Saturday on June 29th, and they run through December in order to educate people about the changes that are coming to our healthcare system towards the end of this year and into 2014.
As far as I can tell from talking to my friends and also my personal knowledge, there's a lot of ignorance, and that breeds fear about the Affordable Care Act. So let's try and clear up some of that.
I think that that's a common reaction. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and people don't understand how the ACA is going to apply to them specifically. And interestingly enough, a survey conducted by the Kaiser Family Foundation in April found that 42% of Americans are completely unaware that the ACA is actually law. There's many parts to the Affordable Care Act, and they started just after the law was signed on March 23rd of 2010. And so we've seen things happen over the last 3 years, but the biggest changes will come January of 2014, when individuals who have medical conditions won't be denied private health insurance coverage anymore. And
that's the pre-existing conditions that were struck down. They can't deny you because you, say, have MS or something?
Exactly. And you can't be charged more because of your medical condition or because you're a woman. Many people don't realize now that women pay more than men for health insurance coverage. So the thing that people are most scared of is the requirement in the Affordable Care Act that citizens and legal residents have health insurance coverage beginning in 2014. So many people are actually exempt from that particular provision, including individuals who have a financial hardship, who don't make enough money to actually file taxes, and a few other groups who are exempt. But it also doesn't affect many of us who already have health insurance coverage. So we're really only talking about people who don't currently have health insurance coverage that are going to need to get coverage in 2014 or pay a penalty.
Okay, let's say I have existing insurance through my work, which is the case with a lot of people who have health insurance. How much are my premiums going to go up?
Well, under the Affordable Care Act, your premiums aren't going to go up at all. If you have health insurance coverage now, it will continue in the same way. But whether or not a health insurance company chooses to raise your premiums is up to that health insurance company.
Does the Affordable Care Act take money away from Medicare?
Actually, it adds some benefits to Medicare. So individuals who have Medicare coverage will now have access to a free wellness visit. They'll have access to free preventive care, meaning that they don't have to pay a copay or any coinsurance amount, and it doesn't get applied to their deductible, to encourage people to actually get preventive services. And it also closes the Medicare Part D prescription drug donut hole, which lowers the amount that people on Medicare will actually pay for their prescription drugs over time.
I've had a friend argue that we already have a national health care system. You can't be denied care if you walk into an emergency room and you don't have insurance. Is this going to cost less than going to the emergency room?
It will definitely cost less than the emergency room. When people go to the emergency room, it's an emergency. So they're in a crisis moment, and generally care for emergencies is going to cost more than people who are taking care of their health, going to the doctor, getting access to preventive services before they become ill or develop a chronic medical condition or, you know, in a worst-case scenario, have a late-stage diagnosis of cancer. So over time, it's supposed to lower our health care costs as a country. But I will say that even if you can walk into an emergency and get emergency care, it doesn't mean that you can get all types of care. So if, for example, you have cancer and you need chemotherapy, that isn't necessarily going to be available to you in an emergency room. And so the idea is to improve people's health overall by going to the doctor earlier, getting preventive services, and avoiding some chronic health conditions that are very expensive.
Why do you think people are so scared of this? There's advertising against the Affordable Care Act, and Congress has tried to repeal it 37 times now.
I think it is about what you said about fear. People don't have a lot of good, solid information about what's actually in the law. And so how do you separate fact from fiction? And so I think there is a lot of interest on our part to share the facts. That's why we're hosting these events in the community, so people can really understand what's actually in the law and how it actually applies to them in their daily lives. Because health insurance is not just important to our health, it's also important to our finances. And so this is an important topic that everyone should really understand and how it's going to impact them.
Let's talk about the 16 different events.
So some of the cities that we're hosting events in are Montebello, Whittier, Lakewood, and other cities throughout Los Angeles County.
Do people need to register for these events?
They don't need to register, but if individuals need translation into Spanish, we ask that people RSVP ahead of time so we can make sure that we have translators available.
Okay, so a person shows up at this. What do they get? What do they see?
They're going to get an overview of information about the law, the basic information that applies to them. And then they're going to be able to get answers to their personal questions from experts in different areas of healthcare. And then after the panel discussion, people will be able to visit resources in the community, in their own community, who can help answer even more information about their personal situation, help them enroll in particular types of coverage, get access to other benefits and resources available to them in the community.
Let's say you're unemployed. How are you going to afford even the Affordable Care Act?
That's a great question. So individuals who make up to 138% of the federal poverty level, which is about $15,000 a year, will be able to access Medi-Cal in California. So they'll get an opportunity to access health insurance coverage through our Medi-Cal program. And then individuals who are up to 400% of the federal poverty level, which is about $45,000 a year for an individual, will be able to get help, financial help, to buy health insurance coverage through the state exchange called Covered California. And so people will actually get financial assistance to purchase health insurance coverage through the exchange.
But these exchanges are still for profit?
They are for profit. It's private health insurance coverage that's being sold through the exchange. So there's 13 plans that will be available throughout California. And in LA County specifically, there'll be 6 different health insurance plans that'll be available to you that are being sold from private health insurance companies that exist now.
All right. Well, tell us again the website that we can go to, people can go to, so they can find out where and when these events are and what it could mean for them.
The website that contains the list of the upcoming events and additional information is www.acaandyou.org.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Joanna Morales. She's from the Triage Cancer and Healthcare Reform and You Coalition, and about the upcoming series so that you can get insured if you need to or find out more about the Affordable Care Act. Thank you, Joanna.
Thank you.